everybody, and welcome back to the I Don't Know Running podcast, where we share our experiences that make running fun and sometimes not so fun. I'm Lewis, and I'm a self-admitted lazy ultra.
And I'm Mitch, and I'm down with the sickness.
Yeah, you are. I saw that post, and I was like, well, he didn't say anything about going to a concert. And then when you mentioned it was Disturbed, I was like, oh, that's sweet.
Oh, that was awesome.
We went to Van Andel and saw Disturbed along with who else?
Falling in Reverse and Plush.
I don't recognize them. Disturbed must have been amazing, though.
It was. It was.
That's cool.
So I've been on this weight loss thing at work.
Yeah.
I'm currently in the lead. So I get there. No lie. You've been in the suite there too with us, haven't you, or not?
Yeah.
Watching a hockey game.
Yeah.
So Tammy's like, I'm getting a beer. I'm like, I am going to go in there and I'm going to get a water. Seriously, like I am not going to have any calories. This is Monday night. And it's like, I walk in there and I grab a hold of a water and somehow my hand found a high noon.
Did you think it was a water?
No, no? I knew better, but they're low in calories. Like I'm thinking, it's just like a seltzer water. So a few of them later, they ran out. I don't know how. It wasn't just me.
It wasn't you.
But then I switched to a beer. But still, I weighed in this morning and I had still lost. So, hey.
And you are within your safety zone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Barely.
Barely within the
safety. 0.3 of a pound. Three tenths of a pound.
If I would have lost 0.3 more of a pound, because if you lose more than 2%.
Per week,
you pay a penalty. So, because it's supposed to be a saved, weight loss or whatever.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I stayed within. So I got down on my run this morning and I was like, and I wanted to get some miles in. It was nasty. Like it was just that wintry rain mix, whatever. Yeah. And I got done and I'm like, I cringed when I stepped on the scale and I'm like, oh, all right. I'm still safe.
Safe.
Because you pay if you gain,
but
too.
You weigh in on Mondays.
We weigh in on Fridays.
Oh, Fridays, so, today.
Yep.
Oh, that makes sense then. Okay.
Nobody wants to do Mondays because weekends mess up everybody.
So then you have all week to get it back together,
right?
For your weigh in.
Get serious. That's still maybe that doesn't sound that healthy. I don't know.
Well, no, that's cool. I gotta say, I am feeling good about today's podcast, just from a setup standpoint. So if you're, as you're listening to this episode, we interviewed Johnny Agar, Jeff and Becky, his parents, in the prior episode to this, but that, and Terrence was on as well.
Yeah.
So it was cramped. it was tight in here.
We had extra, four people in here.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we had to put Johnny on the end.
Yeah. It was tight. So all that to say, when I was setting up when I was thinking of recording, so I was running and I knew I hadn't really touched much since last week, but I thought, man, setting back up for today, it felt good knowing, okay, this is way more simple.
It does feel a little empty in here though.
Well, but it feels so good to me. It just feels good. I don't mind having people on, like, not at all. Love it. Love talking to people about their experiences and all of that. But man, I guess it's mostly from the editing side, editing and setup, because setup for that episode
was stressful.
Well, yeah. And it's, our space because doesn't we had necessarily accommodate that many people.
And the sound equipment. So we end up with going without headphones.
Yeah, essentially.
And then we had an extra mic that they were switching back and forth between the three of them.
Yeah, and I have not edited that yet. So it's interesting. So as we talk about this, I have not put it together yet. So I am curious how it's turned out.
Right.
It's going to
be good.
Out.
You know,
it's going to be good either way. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. And I so enjoyed that last week. He is such, the whole family is so incredible in just what they do for each other.
Yeah.
And then, after that, I got on YouTube and I was, I don't know if you're doing the same thing, just watching all that he's done.
I did it the week up leading up to the interview. Yeah.
It's so impressive. So
it is.
If you want to, you know, get tears in your eyes as you're watching videos, just watch Johnny Agar. Just the things that he's done is just incredible.
Yeah. It's funny to think, oh, Jeff's doing all the work because he's the one doing he's the one doing
physically. He's doing so
but
much.
Johnny does a ton in order to be ready to do it as well.
And don't forget that they wouldn't have anything put together if Becky didn't get everything organized. Yeah. So they're such a good team.
Yeah, it is really amazing. Hopefully everybody enjoyed that episode. But all that to say, it was tight. It was cramped. And we just... it's my basement. So it's not like this was ever built out for a podcast. It's just what we've made work.
Mm-hmm.
So even like setting up the cameras and the lights and having things like in a way that could capture it even was stressful because I didn't want them sitting here waiting for me to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And, but there was no other way for me to get really very ready for it.
I think you got up like five times. You had Jeff moved like five or six times.
And when it's just you and I can get up and I can get out of here. It's no problem. It's for those that are looking at the podcast right now, like Mitch and I, we don't have a ton of room behind us. And so I had to keep asking Jeff, I'm sorry, I got to get out again. And then it was like something small, like grabbing one of these little quarter inch, eighth inch to quarter inch adapters. I literally had to like grab one of these. Oh my goodness, man.
And now
I'm so
you got
sorry.
One right in your hand.
Oh yeah, because we didn't end up using the headphones. So I didn't even need it. But anyway, it does feel good. And even from a sense of just you and I, it does bring it, I'm much more relaxed. Mm-hmm. Like when we have a guest on, I really want to try to be as super prepared as I can be and not have the guest waiting on me. And sometimes that's just really hard until they're here.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the other thing. Look, I was looking forward to today. As much as we love having guests, I really do like just us because then I can just relax. It's an easy setup. But yeah, anyway.
You're an easy setup usually.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, let's talk about the doldrums of winter running.
So,
and how much you just were dying to get out there this morning.
I wasn't. It was funny, and I am going to call out one of my swimmer friend.
Ah,
he doesn't like water apparently. I don't know, but he was backpedaling last night already.
Oh, hey, if I'm running this morning?
Yeah. If it's raining, I'm going to still get out there. If it's raining too hard, I don't know. I'm going to...
I forgot to open this before. Sorry.
That's fine. It's a good sound. So he was already back, and it's like, he's not going to be here. There's no way. And then, sure enough, it was already at like 3 o'clock this morning. I see my phone light up. Nope, I'm out. And then the next person... I'm out. So I think he caused some softness is what I want to say.
Chain reaction.
Chain reaction. So it was just Carl and I out there. Dan slept in.
So he just missed it.
He just
slept in.
He just slept in.
Did he get his run in?
He did now. He did later.
Okay.
I think it was still drizzly.
Okay.
So Carl and I are out there and it's like, well, this isn't that bad. It was fine.
Yeah. Now, keep in mind, I already have a propensity to not get out and get my runs in. Like, they look at my last...
But when the weather looks like that, though, it's like...
It's
wow,
hard.
It is.
It's even worse.
I knew
it's
I had
funny.
To wait.
What's interesting is last week when it was stupid, it was actually easier to get out in that.
Yeah, because...
Don't you think?
It's like a challenge.
Yeah, it's almost like a challenge. And
but rain and cold.
Yeah, the snow looks like... garbage. It's gray. There's already enough gray in the Midwest, especially in Michigan.
Well, it doesn't. There's
in
no
the
sun.
Winter.
There's no sun.
And then when the snow goes from white to gray, come on.
Yeah, Carl and I got out Wednesday morning, and it was so slippery. Like we started out, we
yeah,
I crossed the sod farms, and it's basically muck fields in Hudsonville, And then we start climbing the hill. And it's like, it is super slippery. Turn the corner, not getting better. And he's like, I don't know, man. He's like, we might have to call it at 3. It's like, well, let's go down this road that's usually a little bit more traveled. Not getting better. It's like, all right, we ended up with just shy of 4. And it's like, I don't want an injury.
Yeah. The Wednesday morning early was still sketchy. Nicole went out Wednesday morning as well. And I said, because so for my job, I have rehearsals for our church on Tuesday nights. And so I left Tuesday night, got home, and talked to Nicole a little bit. She went to bed. She got up and she's like, do you think I need my spikes? And I went, no, it was so nice coming home. Like, it's going to be melted. It's going to be fine.
No.
Well, it had dipped enough to make everything slick. She went out and she wasn't even out there for, I don't even know, like 30 seconds. I hear the door open back up and she's coming back in to put on spikes.
Yeah. Black ice too.
Yeah.
Like, it was nasty. I don't know how much the spikes would have helped.
I think it helped her quite a bit, but she did say it was slick. It was very slippery. Yeah.
Just a weird transition. Last week it's 0 degrees. This week it's 34 to 38.
Yeah. And it feels, I tell you, it does feel nice though. It feels good.
Right.
The temperature.
Yeah.
Well, it feels good.
I feel
everything
like,
else feels like garbage.
Well, you'll understand this now because you hit that big number. But after I hit that big number, I feel like I'm cold all the time now. And my wife's the opposite.
You know what's weird is the last couple of runs.
You get cold?
No, my hands are warm.
I don't get that.
There's no way I would ever have ever thought that would happen. And I went out for a run and I took my gloves off.
I have 2 pairs of gloves on now when it gets like that cold.
Well, but that cold, yeah. I'm talking this week.
This week.
Wednesday, I went out and I took my gloves off.
I had waterproof gloves on and my hands were still cold.
Really?
Saturday was crazy.
Well, no, but you went out in the morning. I went out in the evening.
Right. That's
and
a difference.
And it had warmed up.
Yeah.
It had warmed up, yeah.
Because Saturday it was so cold, my feet were even cold. I have an amazing picture of my beard that you have to see.
I know, I did see it. That was pretty good. It's not as good as my Yankee Springs one.
We'll have to compare.
We will compare.
Maybe we'll have to throw a picture up side by side.
Well, here's the thing. My Yankee Springs one was a marathon, I think.
Yeah, or 50K.
No, I think it was a marathon.
Well, if it was in the winter, it's their winter challenge.
Yeah.
So that's a 50K.
Is 2 loops a 50K?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, then it was a 50K. That's probably going to beat your,
I don't know,
10 miles or whatever you did.
Side by side beard.
I'm telling you, man, it's not going to beat it. Guaranteed.
We'll have people.
We will post and people can vote. I can guarantee mine will win for most ice.
I had quite a bit. Yours was just all crazy because it was so long.
It's a ton. Anyway, the point of we're trying to get to is we are fully in the pit that is running, or the bottom of the, what am I getting to? The doldrums of winter running.
It is. And what motivates you? What tricks can you use to get yourself back out there? Like, again, so today was my first day of training for Groundhog next week.
Today was your first day of training for next week?
I am severely under.
You're doing the marathon, right?
Because I've done it every year. So I'm severely undertrained, and I'm going to run a marathon next week. So I was going to try, because I'm looking further out than just Groundhog. I'm using Groundhog as kind of
a springboard.
I'm going to pace Glass City in April. I'm going to pace Bayshore in May. I've got a few races coming up, so I need something. So I want to get a long run in tomorrow. I know that's not conducive.
What's a long run?
I'd like to get 15-ish miles.
Okay.
And I'm like dreading it. So what can I do to make it, to help shorten that distance up?
Yeah.
So last week that was the plan. I went with Sean and she wanted to go 15 and then we ended up at 11 and a half, but it was so stupid cold. I was happy to get that much in.
What was the temperature last week?
It started out at 0.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I got up to a balmy 6 or 8 degrees by the end.
Yeah, it was. I have been super happy with myself in the month of January because of all the months to kick it off and like, all right, I'm going to do this.
And you've been running.
I've been getting in my runs. I have been out there in this miserable cold and running into the wind going, this sucks. I need to turn around because it's awful.
I'm thinking like, what am I going to do? So what I've done is I've enrolled a lot of friends already. It's like, I'm going to be at the zoo at 8 o'clock tomorrow. I'm in. So that's the thing is now I can't back out.
Yeah.
Well, how many miles are you going to do? I'd like 15. And they're all on the same board. I know I can manipulate them enough to say 15 sucks, but that's the goal tomorrow. So I'm going to have to break it up too. So I've done this in the past. I've had people jump in the middle of the run when I'm doing a 20 miler. And it didn't seem so daunting then for some reason, unless I'm just forgetting. But I'd have them, hey, you're only doing 10. Hey, meet me at here. I calculate out. I should be here by this time. Just meet me there and I'll give you a ride back. So I know at least for now, Kevin is going to show up and he'll probably do 5 or 6. So we'll do a short loop and then head back out just to kind of break it up.
Yeah.
But when
so that's your plan for tomorrow.
Yeah. And when he drops off, that's going to be tough. It's like,
So one of the things you're saying is enlist friends to keep you accountable.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've texted quite a few friends. I texted Sean. She hasn't gotten back with me yet though. So.
Yeah. So that's what we want to kind of speak to a little bit is even the most, I don't know, your most grizzled veterans, even people that, you know, people that have loads of more miles and races than we do. Than Mitch does, than like Brian does, they fall victim to this as well. So there's a few things, you know, to point out about that. Number one is it's not just you. Like if you're feeling this, I do not want to get out there because I have felt it too. I like even today, I did not want to get out there. Just didn't want to. It just didn't feel like it. I'm feeling the miles a little bit now that I'm getting more.
So consistency you're kind of crossing over and hitting some of the actual fatigue.
Like. Yeah, I'm feeling that fatigue now more and more, which is, it feels good.
But it's good that it shows you're building too.
Yeah, but it sucks when you know I'm going to feel like crap on this run. It's gray. It's nasty. There's no sun out there. It's drizzly. The footing is going to be crappy for a bunch of the run because you got to run through puddles. You got to run through slush. You got to, you know, so there's just a lot of things. So yeah, we kind of want to just touch on that like you might be doing your training for your first half, for your first 5K, whatever, or you might be training for your 100th marathon. Know that everybody can fall victim to the just low points of training, or especially this time of year where it is gray, especially in Michigan. It's just gray and you have to find things that can, just snap you out of that feeling. And you have to be okay with like, hey, give yourself a break. Now I'm not saying do that every time, but if you just, man, this sucks. If it's going to make you hate running, yeah, maybe you need to take a break that day.
Right.
But jump back in and stick to your training from then on. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I feel like it's been more of that than not. So I'm trying to break that.
Yeah, that's a problem. Yeah.
So I'm trying to break
through
that.
That's what I do.
Right.
And that's not good.
So you can't stop every day this weight loss thing. That's why I talked about that. It's like, I want to burn the calories. I absolutely do.
Yep.
And the payoff. Like, I know if I stay at it, it'll get easier. So how do I build up? And the only way to build up is do longer than I'm comfortable with so I can feel that fatigue and then I can shorten it the next week and I know it won't seem as long. I just have to get back in that.
You're not shortening it next week.
No. The week after.
You'll shorten it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because really I've been playing around. There's a race and that stuff does really get me excited. There's a race in Georgia or Alabama. One is on Outer Banks. I was looking at plane tickets today.
Oh, yeah, we were looking at that. Nicole and I have looked at that one.
So I was looking at plane tickets and they looked a lot cheaper a couple of days ago. So I flipped over and I was looking at Georgia. So I don't care what one I do.
Well, Outer Banks you wouldn't fly to, would you?
I think it's still like 12 hours or something.
Oh, yeah. We would probably drive it.
Fly into like Pensacola, I think, is just like not that far away.
Florida?
Yeah, because it's not Outer Banks. That's North Carolina. I'm thinking Gulf Shores. Okay. Gulf Shores.
Yeah. Okay.
That's why. Yeah. So Gulf Shores. I got to get my.
Okay. Yeah. Because we'd look at the Outer Banks when there's a marathon there. You seen that one?
I think so.
Yeah. But yeah, Gulf Shores, that does make a difference. I wouldn't want to drive it there.
So it's either Alabama or Georgia. And I was looking at quick flights.
You already have North Carolina.
I already have North. Yeah. That was tobacco.
Then that makes more sense.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but yeah, signing up for a race, that's something that can kick that feeling and help motivate you to get you out there to run for sure.
So that's what we started talking about earlier is what gets you motivated. And I know that you've talked about that. So what race do you look out there as?
Yeah.
That gets you kind of pumped up. And we talked about this before. So we have to put that in place.
Yeah, we do. Specifically for me, and I would throw this out as a general comment to everybody, is, you know, find the race that does motivate you. If you know, you're in a place where, yeah, you know, you want to run, you still want to do things, you still want to get out there and get in these races, find the race and get signed up for it. Because once you put the money down, it's going to help you. It's going to help you stay motivated, and follow your training plan. Like for me, and we're kind of jumping all over here, but it just occurred to me, like, I don't have a training plan right now.
No.
I'm just running.
Base miles.
But if I had a race and a training plan, it would be so much easier to, all right, I know I have to do 45 minutes today.
Because you talked about a 50-miler, but what marathon is between now and that 50-miler that you could train for? That you'd be interested in?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because you've paced, I don't think that you're really interested in pacing right now.
I'm interested in pacing, just not right now.
Right.
Right now. I definitely enjoy pacing. But if you're not in a good place for staying on top of your running, pacing becomes really stressful.
I feel like you have to have like a fun race.
Yeah, 100%.
Not that pacing is fun.
Yeah, but
something
me,
that is just for you.
Yeah.
That you can run, and then pacing wouldn't be a big deal.
Yeah, I don't know, because the problem is the timing. It would have to be like a Bayshore or something like that, because after that, we're into summer, and there's not a lot of marathons in the, you know.
And you've run Bayshore, though, haven't you?
Yeah, once. I paced it. Yeah.
Only pacing it.
Mm-hmm. Only paced it.
So I think that's a fun race just to race.
Totally is. I think it's probably, I mean, I guess it would be within a window to train for.
I know someone's going to be up there.
Yeah.
Do you? We can cook out.
Yeah.
What else can we do?
It's on a Sunday, isn't it?
It's on a Saturday.
It's on a Saturday.
Mm-hmm. So Memorial weekend. Back.
Yep. Oh, that's right.
You get a long weekend.
Yeah, the problem is I have to be back for Sunday. So I have to be strategic on those and taking my vacations and where I take them. But I don't know. I'd like to find, honestly.
Or Charlevoix. You haven't raced that either. You've only
Charlevoix would be a good one.
It gets hot.
And that one, it does. I don't mind the heat. And that would be later. That would actually be better.
It's in June. I know someone else is going to be up there.
Yeah, I would like to do Charlevoix again. Honestly, though, what I think I would like to do is find one that's not one I've done.
And then in a new state that I haven't done, and I'll go with you.
Yeah. That sounds more appealing to me. And not that those other ones aren't good races.
No, they are.
They really are.
They're great races. I do them all the time.
But for me, I think I would rather find one who knows where. But anyway, so I know I need to find a race to get signed up for, because
Let's talk after this. We're gonna look up, and then we'll find something.
We'll figure one out, because I do want to do a 50-miler, either at Hallucination or Indiana. But I don't think Indiana does a 50-miler. Do they?
I can't remember. I thought they did.
If they do, I would like to do a 50 miler, one of those two, because it's in the fall. It gives me plenty of time to train for it. So
Burning River definitely does a 50 miler. You can do the front half of the back
August,
half.
Though.
Front or back half?
I'd like to do it in the fall.
Because you can do the back half and do the night run.
That's not the fall. Maybe you're missing. Is this microphone on? Are you hearing me?
I am choosing to stretch your
But then what thinking. Am I going to do in the fall? Another one?
Another 50 miler.
Anyway,
we're going to fill your schedule.
Let's get back to the topic at hand. We're trying to keep people motivated to get out there, get signed up for a race. I know, but we're spending too much time on my...
If you did two 50 milers, how motivating is that?
That would be pretty motivating. Can't say it's not going to happen, but who knows? We'll talk more. I do want to do I do like the idea of a 50 miler.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I have got a cough I cannot get rid of. So anyway, yeah, get signed up for a race. That is super motivating. I know for me, that's one of the first things I was told.
Well, look how excited we are just talking about that.
I know, it does get exciting. So yeah,
and if we can travel and have some, you know.
Yeah, it all definitely plays into the motivating factor. So what else? One of the things I thought of today is I have another cough coming on. Okay, I will get that and we'll cut in here. So one of the other things that I thought of today on the run, as I didn't want to go out, and I have another cough going on. Oh my gosh. We'll get through this. We will get through this. One of the things I thought of is I didn't want to go on my run today. I ran to the bathroom. We have a bin that keeps all of our running gear in it. And I grabbed my headphones and I went, oh, because there's the bones. They're the, I don't know. They're the
bone conducting.
They are, but they're not that brand one.
Not Shocks.
No, they are Shocks. That's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I have. I like them.
Yeah. They're the Shocks ones. And, but I realized I hadn't charged them. And I went, oh, these might go, like, I knew they had to be pretty low. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. I had nothing I can do about it now. So I threw them on. I went out, got to a mile, and it says, charge me. I didn't know it told you that. And
died.
Not then. It said, and then the next time it said, charge me. Like, it was louder, audibly louder. And then, like, half a mile later, it just went dead. So here's the thing, though.
To charge them now?
Well, they are getting charged.
Okay.
But here's the thing. When they went dead, my mood, and I love listening to music on the run, but my mood actually bumped up quite a bit, and I was able to take in my surroundings.
Oh, yeah.
And it was actually really motivating on the run. Like, instantly, it changed my mood, and so I would say, what do you need to shed to change up your run? If you listen to music all the time, maybe leave the music at home just for that run.
Or just not charge it.
Or don't charge it. That's it. You're just forced to not have music. And I would also say, what do you need to add? Maybe you don't listen to music. Maybe you normally do take in your surroundings all the time. Maybe you need to, and from a safety standpoint, I would say, this doesn't apply to everybody because not everybody can do this. Some people, when they put on the headset or the
they zone out.
They zone out. That's not good either. So if you can get away with it, throw on some music. Throw on a podcast. Hey, I know a good podcast you can listen
to. Listen to us.
Yeah.
Very soothing.
Very soothing. So I would say, what do you need to shed or what do you need to add? Those are a couple of things you can do. And these are just small things, but they're going to get you out the door and just to get that run in. Because you just need to get out the door. Once you're usually out the door and running, it feels good.
Maybe it's, yeah.
You feel super accomplished once you get it done.
Because we talked about that too. It was just any other equipment. Maybe there's something that maybe you're a tech geek.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a new watch you've been looking at. I mean, again, running can be simple. We've talked to so many people that don't run with any watches, any gear at all. But
yeah.
some of us really like that stuff.
Some of us really do. And I had to laugh at myself because I ran on the treadmill a couple of times because it was dark and I'm like, just jump on the treadmill, get in a 4, 5, 6 miler. And I found I did the first run and it was stupid short on my watch compared to what the treadmill said. And so I'm like, all right, I need to find my foot pod so that it keeps track. So I found my foot pod and then it was super long compared to what the treadmill said. So I don't, it's not.
Did you try your stride?
Well, the stride doesn't work.
No?
It doesn't work for tracking the treadmill miles. You have to, like the first run I did on the treadmill, it didn't even track it on my stride. Yeah, you have to do it separately on your phone. Yeah.
Weird.
Dumb. But anyway, so then I got my foot pod on my running shoes, my Garmin one. And then I went to use those outside and I put my stride one on my other foot. And I realized, this is dumb. I've got so many gadgetries going on. A little bit too overboard. And I'm thinking, I've actually enjoyed recently, I haven't paid attention to my watch when I'm actually out. It goes off, but I don't look at my pace. I don't look at what the mile was. It's felt good to just
I've been doing that.
Cut that off.
More and more. But I did notice like my Wednesday run. Was it Wednesday? No, Thursday run was solo. And
okay.
I kind of did notice, and again, I've been so slow because I've been injured, but I noticed I picked it up about 15, 20 seconds a mile. But today, it's so dumb. Like, just doing that, and I felt it today.
Yeah.
So Carl was running, like, 2 steps ahead of me the whole time. I'm like...
Dragging you.
I'm like, hold on.
Slow it down here.
I mean, I know you want to do that 9:50 pace, but not feeling it right now.
I need to do this 9:59.
Yeah.
Just keep it under 10.
And if you would have slowed down more, I would have been like, 10:30 sound great.
But yeah, find that piece of gear maybe. Might be a foot pod, might be, who knows? There's so many different things that you can you can add that they're fun. I'm a gear tech geek guy. Like I like that stuff. It does motivate me. I've been looking at the new Fenix 7 and man, I can't get myself to do it because my watch works perfectly
you
fine.
Can't you don't feel like you can justify it, but no. If you signed up for a 100 miler you might, because then
I would 100% would upgrade my watch
because you'd want the battery life.
Exactly, not having to charge, which seems really small, is huge,
right?
Not having to deal with that. So who knows, maybe I'll get one in the coming years. I sign up for another 100. I would like to do another.
You don't want to be held to the fire that
I do not. No my next 100 miler might be under the radar. Who knows? We'll see.
I'd want to be there.
Well, we'd figure it out. It would just be shared with a few people. Who knows? Or maybe it'll be broadcast. Who knows? But anyway, find a piece of tech that motivates you to get you out the door.
Could even be a GoPro or something like that.
True. Yeah. Yeah. You know what? Actually, I've been thinking about this. Comment below. No, don't comment below because this seems really stupid. However, I've been thinking lately, there are microphones that we could get and we could run with them and talk.
Yeah.
And we could incorporate some of those ideas. So here's the thing. I was thinking when I'm running
I'm running Groundhog next week.
Well, I wouldn't have them because I haven't. The problem is my problem is when I start going down this kind of a rabbit hole.
It sounds good, but the execution of it
I compare so many different ones and I can't land on one.
Oh.
And because there's the newest one that's supposed to be so much better and it's $100 more. I'm like, is it though? Is it really worth that much more? <I know. laughs> So
we need Brian here to talk tech.
Yeah. He's got a fair amount of cameras. He would be one though that would say, cause he bought that 360. And I don't think he uses it a lot.
He's using it more now.
Yeah.
Now that he understands it.
The editing, I've read that a lot. Even before he got his, I read, man, editing can be a nightmare with those. But anyway, tech, find a piece of tech to get you motivated and get you out the door. And then lastly, one of the last things, unless you had something else, was I just put down, change it up, whatever. It could be anything. It could be a different group.
Yeah.
It could be a different route. Like drive somewhere.
I
drive somewhere and change it up.
I'm a big proponent of that.
Yeah.
It's funny. I run, you know, Rob is injured right now, but I tease him that he's a Rain Man. It has to be the same route every day.
Oh, really?
You cannot change that out because that is the dog path and that is the route he's running.
Oh, wow.
So it makes me laugh.
That's interesting. I've enjoyed, I used to do the same thing a lot. And lately I have not. I've been doing like a loop thing and I kind of find some different roads and just take them and figure out, you know, because I mean, it helps when you're only doing like 6 to 8 miles,
mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's felt good. So yeah, I would just say, change it up. Whatever you got to do to change it up, to get you out the door, keep you motivated in these months, like right now, when nobody wants to get out there, do some of these things. And yeah, if you have something that works for you, comment, send us an email, let us know.
Yeah, we'd love to hear the feedback. I don't know. I saw that Chris went out and he ran the Groundhog course yesterday.
Yeah.
And he
said, doesn't sound motivating.
Yeah, he said he was post-holing across next to the river. I'm like, man, we got a week.
How much can it melt in a week?
Well, you know what I need to do is just kind of talk him into going out there and shoveling it or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Be really motivating that way.
I don't think that's going to happen. What does the next week look like?
Well, it's going to be about freezing the whole time, but.
Wow, it is.
I just don't know what that path will look like in a week. It could be crappy.
It could be a really nice groundhog.
If they actually ran just a four-wheeler through there just to knock it down, bet you by then it could be like
clear path.
It could be actually the clearest path I've seen.
Yeah, it's interesting because normally they don't like to groom that because the cross-country skiers mm-hmm. use it, but they ain't using it right now.
There's no way.
No way. So it would be nice if that was cleaned up.
Mm-hmm.
Run a plow through it, clean it up real quick, and it would be a beautiful groundhog for once. Maybe. We'll see. When this airs, we'll know. Yeah, we'll have ran it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll have ran it the day before. Well, you will ran it. I can't. I have another obligation, so I cannot make it. But yeah, just some simple things we wanted to share. We're feeling it too. We are feeling the same thing that everybody else is feeling right now with not wanting to get out there and run. And yeah, hopefully some of this helps. And please share your things that help you get out there and run. Comment in the Facebook, comment on YouTube, send us an email, whatever it is. And yeah, share this with somebody. Share this with somebody that needs some motivation as well. Hopefully it motivates them. At least they can maybe laugh at us or something like that. Like these idiots, they don't know how to stay motivated.
We don't mind being laughed at though.
No,
I actually enjoy it.
It doesn't bother me too much. As long as it hurts, doesn't hurt my feelings.
I don't have any feelings.
Yeah. But yeah, that is this week's episode. So please go to Facebook. Please go to YouTube, like, subscribe, share, do all of that. Check out our Patreon. You can join for free or you can choose to support the podcast in some way, shape, or form. That's really cool and been exciting for us because we can actually move forward with some things, which I'm looking forward to.
Yeah.
But yeah. That is going to wrap up this week's episode of the I Don't Know Running podcast. Be sure to tune in next time as we share more about what we just don't know.
Until then, happy running.